tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello again, everyone. Elf Frankmer reporting for the first time from the tracking center here at the North Pole. This is the heart of Operation Merry Christmas Now, where it all happens. And it is a very busy place, even at this time, with 19 hours to go until Santa takes flight. Joining me now with a live report from the sleigh barn is our own Eye in the Sky reporter who follows Santa on his Christmas flight, Elf Crash Murphy. What's going on there, Crash?
Hi, Frank. I'm here in the sleigh barn getting a good first look at Santa's sleigh for this year. It's a fine-looking vehicle, Frank. In fact, I'd say this is the sportiest-looking model I've seen in a long time.
What do you mean, Crash? What makes this sleigh different?
It's a deeper red color this year, Frank, almost burgundy, with the fine gold pinstripe running along the top edge. The seats are all leather and heated, of course, and there's a radar detector on the dash.
A radar detector? What's that for, Crash? Is Santa afraid of getting pulled over?
Not that kind of radar detector, Frank. This is the kind of radar that Santa needs over places like North Korea and Iran, just in case someone wants to launch a rocket at him or something.
My goodness, Crash, no wonder Santa has to fly so fast. Thanks for that report. We'll check in later for more news on Santa's sleigh. From the Tracking Center at the North Pole, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.